This podcast has been brought to you by Title II Defunding and Enhancing Education Through Technology. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our talk show. This is your host, Bianca Jaquez. I'm an education major at the University of Texas at Tyler in Ms. Jungman's Educational Technology class. Today, our guest caller will be my sister, Ania. She is a student at Cooper Junior High, and we will be talking about technology in school. Stay tuned. So let's get started. Ania, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm really good. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 13. I play basketball, and I'm in theater and a video productions class at school.
That sounds cool. So do you use a lot of technology in school?
Yes, I use a lot.
What kind of technology do you use?
Well, the school offers laptops and desktops, but in my video productions class, we mainly use iMacs.
Oh, okay. So do you, like, edit and stuff?
Yes, on the iMacs? Do.
Okay. So what kind of stuff do you use in your other classes?
Well, in my other classes, we have online textbooks, instead of actually having them in person.
Oh, so, that's interesting.
Yeah, the laptops that they offer to us, they're called Chromebooks. They have our textbooks on them.
So do you use these every day?
Yes, I do.
So using this much technology so often, do you think that, you know, it positively affects your learning?
I think it does. I think it influences your learning and, you know, you could build off of all the technology, like information that you know already from school. And, you know, you could like take your own little path with technology from that.
That's true. So if you had to do like a research paper and you could do the research on the internet, do you think that you would actually remember what you learned about the topic?
I think I would, because using the technology, you go back and forth, and it exercises the topic, and I think that causes you to remember it a little more.
So what if you could only do the research through books? How do you think that would pan out?
I think it might work a little bit better, because actually having, like, the book and the information in your hand, I think it would be a little more time-consuming, right. But I think you would remember the subject better if you had it actually in your hands.
Oh, okay. Some people like a combination of a lot of things. I think that, you know, having multiple resources is beneficial. But, okay, so now it's time for our lightning round. Ania, I think you know what that is. So, for those that don't, basically I'll ask Ania a round of this or that questions, and she'll answer really fast. It's fun. It's a fun activity, and we get to know her a little more. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Basketball or soccer?
Basketball.
Textbooks or the internet?
The internet.
Drake or Frank Ocean?
Frank Ocean.
The internet or a road trip?
Road trip.
Hot Cheetos or Hot Funyuns?
Hot Funyuns.
Books or your phone?
My phone.
Korea or Austria?
Korea.
Study abroad for a year or an iMac computer? You gotta be quick. Abroad. Study abroad?
Study abroad.
You better answer that one. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
All right, and that's all the time we have for today. Thanks everyone for listening. Ania, thank you for your perspective on technology in the classroom. We appreciate having you, and it'd be great to have you back sometime.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Listeners, tune in next week to listen to our guest, the renowned Tom Brown, perform Pencils at Desks, A Case for Rethinking School, and we'll discuss changes needed in schools that could improve not only assessment results, but also the livelihood of future generations.